Welcome to Park Chatter, the podcast that brings you the latest news and insights on all things Disney theme parks and resorts with your hosts, Matt and Katie. Whether you're a diehard fan or just looking for some insider knowledge, they've got you covered. From the latest ride openings and food festivals to trip planning and advice, they're your ultimate guide to all things Disney. So sit back, relax, and let's chat on Park Chatter.
Welcome to another episode of Park Chatter. I'm your host, Matt, and I'm with my co-host, Katie. Katie, how's it going?
Hello. It's going really well. So, I mean, work has been super busy, but honestly, this past week has kind of been a blur to me because, as you know, the one and only Taylor Swift released her album last Friday, and my life has been changed entirely. Like, it is edgy and emotional, and I've cried and screamed, and it's really been all-consuming in my life for the past 5 days. So it's nice. Pretty much all I can tell you that I've done for the past 5 days is listening to Taylor.
Yeah, I'm sure you and every other Swiftie fan out there.
I know, we're a bit ridiculous. But how are you? What's going on?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. It was a crazy weekend for me. Cora's, it was her third birthday yesterday, April 23rd. And, you know, this weekend we had her party with all of her friends, which was a lot of fun. Like, we got really lucky with the weather. It was like high 60s with, you know, sun. So, you know, we have a really great outdoor space to have parties. So it was awesome.
Awesome. Lots of kids and running around. She loved the Toy Story theme still.
Yeah, we did Toy Story themed. Yeah. My wife Melissa did an amazing job decorating. I didn't realize like a lot of the stuff that she was going to do, like, which some of the cool things she did was she took twine and then had all these green army men roped off on them. Like, they're climbing down a rope, and she like hung them in the bathroom. So people were like, yo, that's like really cool. And they were just like hanging out like in different places around the house.
Oh my gosh.
So, and then, you know, some other really fun things. And she had like a bullseye horse race. So she would get all these like blow up like a horse, what do you want to call them, like horse heads, and yet they have like a pole at the end and kind of just ride them. So I don't know, it was a lot of fun. So she did a great job theming it. The cake was awesome. It was the Toy Story clouds. And we had little green alien cupcakes, so it was the icing on top was green and had like the three eyeballs.
I love it. Oh my God.
Yeah. So yeah, really, really good. Her and I were watching Toy Story 4 tonight, actually. Man, that movie's so good.
Oh, I love it. Well, that's so good. Can you please have her come throw me my birthday party this weekend? Because that would be really cool. And I really like that theme. You could just reuse everything.
We still have everything. We there got big, big blocks. Yeah.
I need the green alien cupcakes. That's really all I need.
Yeah, those are really good.
Nice.
Yeah, she's a good planner. She does. I let her kind of do whatever. I just see the budget go up. I'm like, okay, just maybe lower the budget a little bit. But
It's fine. It's fine.
It's all good. So it was a lot of fun, just tiring. So now, you know, that's over. Yeah, your birthday's coming up. Mine's coming up as well in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, just crazy. But glad things are kind of calming down now. So
for sure.
Yeah, but we got some good Disney stuff to chat about tonight. Before we get that, I have a trip update. I don't know, like, you kind of mentioned that you might have something in the works.
Yeah, so more just like getting opinions. So my friend Cassie and I, who I go to Disney with all the time, we want to plan a girls' trip in the fall, thinking like September, October-ish, based on like our schedules and life and things like that. And we really want to stay at a deluxe resort this time, which is wild for us because we typically stay off property and just like go as cheap as possible and spend most times at the park. But we kind of really want to do like resorty kind of stuff. Like we'll still do, I think, 2 park days, but we want to have more time to just relax and be at the resort. So we really want to stay at the Riviera. But after like pricing it out and even looking at like
so expensive.
The cost of renting DVC points, it's insane. And like
the rooms are tiny too.
Exactly.
Like, that's what like the one thing I like, I want to stay there, but I'm like, man, the rooms are small. Like, yeah. Sorry. So, go ahead. I interrupted.
No, that's exactly. I mean, that really helps too. So like we've been tossing around different ideas, like versus like doing a split stay somewhere and then staying only 1 or 2 nights at Riviera and like that kind of thing. But when we started looking at options to rent DVC points, there's actually a lot of availability and like decent pricing for Bay Lake Tower, which I probably would never have considered. Just
those rooms are nice and they're big.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm like typically not a contemporary resort fan, but I'm kind of leaning towards it. So I don't know if you have any thoughts. I mean,
yes,
your points definitely on like small room in Riviera versus big room in Bay Lake definitely helps. But I don't know. Yeah. What are you thinking?
First suggestion, go September.
Yes.
Because the points are so cheap in September. And I want to go in September again, but you always have that issue of maybe running to a hurricane, you know, but that's like, you know, anywhere from like July to November.
Yeah.
So like you can't worry too much about that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, September definitely has the lowest points for points.
That's good to know.
So I would think about maybe doing that. But yeah. Also, I was going to suggest like either do, I was going to say Wilderness Lodge or even Bay Lake, because especially if you're going to do resort stuff, it's easier to like resort hop.
That's exactly
around there.
That's kind of why we wanted to do Riviera, is because we wanted to be on the Skyliner.
Mm-hmm.
But it just is starting to not seem worth it. But exactly like being able to hop around on, we love doing a monorail crawl. So I think that's kind of where we're leaning towards. And good point on September, too. We were thinking, I think, like the last week of September, early October, it was the dates that we were kind of flowing around.
Okay.
But the other problem with renting DVC points is no flexibility. And that's hard for me to, like, think that far off, I guess. I don't know.
There's a Facebook group that my buddy is a part of. I don't know if you're part of it, but like
I'm a part of one at least.
You can talk directly to DVC owners that way.
Yeah, so I looked into doing that when we were renting points for our Disney Moon back in November. And I ended up not finding anything and just going through the website directly. But I still see the posts and everything like that. So maybe I'll start to have to dig into it. Doing that more often, because I think you can, if you find the right deal, you can get a much lower price.
So I mean, I would suggest doing either of those resorts, and then even if you wanted to still be on the Skyliner, look at like Beach Club,
because
that's so, right there.
The other one we were thinking about was Boardwalk, but
you could do Boardwalk too. Those were just renovated and
Boardwalk
refreshed.
Doesn't speak to me. I don't know why.
Why not?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem
I mean,
me.
It's a great area to be around. I mean, there's so many different places that you can go,
that's
like,
true.
Around there.
So maybe we'll have to look into Boardwalk, too.
Yeah. You still have, there's good restaurants. You have Abracadabar.
Mm-hmm.
There's that small lounge at Beach Club. Not Beach Club. Well, there is one at Beach Club. Cruise Cup, I think, is at Beach Club.
Maybe.
I think it's, like, called the Cruise Cup Lounge. But I forget the lounge name at Boardwalk. But either way, there's lounges everywhere.
Nice.
So you could still go there. You could still hop on a Skyliner to Riviera if you want and, you know, go over there and hang out. You know, the one downside, I mean, I don't want to say downside, but like part of the Skyliner, you're attached to also value resorts that don't really have, you know, that much going on over there.
Yeah.
So at least like if you're at Bay Lake, you're on the monorail line, so you could do anything you want. And then after 3 p.m., you could take a boat from the Contemporary to Wilderness Lodge.
True.
And go over there to Geyser Point, Territory Lounge. And then if you even want, they just renovated Crockett's Tavern at Fort Wilderness last year. So that's nice over there now. They have a updated menu that they did. So like if you want to do not only a monorail crawl, but a boat crawl as well.
That's true. You're making a lot of really good points. Yeah. This is why I wanted to talk.
Yeah, there's just so much that you can do at either of those resorts. And Bay Lake's great. There's, you know, I loved it when me and all my friends, you know, we did it for my bachelor party in 2017. And, you know, we were in a two bedroom and the room was just so big. There was a third bathroom in the second.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the second bedroom. Sorry, not in the second bedroom. In the two bedroom villa itself, there was a third bathroom, which was super helpful.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I don't know. That's what I would suggest. Okay. So, I mean, Wilderness Lodge is usually cheaper than most resorts too. Yeah,
we weren't feeling Wilderness. We're trying to stay at places neither of us have stayed before. Yeah, then
do Bay Lake. Yeah, so. I would do Bay Lake then. Yeah. Okay. It's really nice. You know, I'm a big Space Mountain fan, and they have like cool Space Mountain artwork in the room.
Oh, nice.
Well, speaking of Space Mountain, they're making a movie.
That's finally. I saw that. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, they just announced that it looks like it's full steam ahead for a Space Mountain movie, awesome. Which I'm pretty stoked about.
Nice.
Anyway, so yeah, I would look at Bay Lake, just see what you can find and do that.
Yeah. Cool beans. Well, more to come on that. We're still just in the tossing around ideas phase, so.
Nice. Well, the ideas are going to become reality.
I know. I need a countdown.
Yeah, you're an adult. You know, the wedding is past, and now you're like, okay, I can do things now.
Right? Hey, yeah. Can you tell Nicholas that? Because he does not agree.
Oh. Well, you know, it's funny because this past week, you know, I've been talking to my wife. We're planning trips separately with like friends and stuff. So like I'm doing a group trip now in early November with like six of my buddies who like, you know, we live in all different areas of the country now. Some of us are still in New Jersey, but like it's just tough to like all get together. So it's like you need it. You know, you're with your significant other all the time. But it's nice to just kind of go out, do things with your friends and, you know, have like a change of pace because you're with your SO every day.
Yes. You know? I get it. Yeah. We've been married, 5 months now? I get it.
Yeah. I keep pushing my wife. Like, I'm the one that's pushing her. I'm like, listen, go get away. Like, especially when you have kids, like, you need a break. Go get a break. I'll stay home with the kids. You know, so that's what, like, you know, kind of planning right now. So,
cool. Well, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Well, anything else with that? Are you good?
No, that really helped, actually.
Okay, cool.
Love tossing around those ideas. So, but I know you have a trip update too, right?
Yeah, just a small one. We, you know, so Melissa, you know, my wife has two sisters, and one was already coming, the youngest one, but we were trying to convince the middle sister to come. Of course, you know, both of them came here for, my daughter's birthday this weekend. Mm-hmm. And we kind of convinced her, hey, just come, you know, cause they're, you know, their dad is coming, you know, with their stepmom. And you're like, listen, how many more vacations are you going to get with your dad? So, you know,
did you show her the PowerPoint? Was that the selling point?
I didn't show I didn't have to show her the PowerPoint. Aww. She was like, yeah, I just needed like a week to think about it. So yeah, you know, it's going to be how many of us in a room? So five adults, two kids in the room. And then my father-in-law and Melissa's stepmom, they'll be getting their own room. And then I was kind of floating around like a third, like a three bedroom at like elsewhere. But it's you know, it seems like, you know, the parents, they just kind of want their separate space. So it's like they're just going to kind of do their own thing. And then, yeah, my wife's aunt and uncle who came with us on our past trip, they're going to go down again. You know, they live in Celebration, so they're just going to come along on different park days and dinners and stuff like that.
Nice.
So yeah, we got a big
good
group.
Crew.
We do now. So now I'm thinking like, okay, 9 was hard to get reservations last time. Now it's like 11. So it's like, I feel like some restaurants I'm going to have to get 2 reservations.
Yeah. You know, oh man.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to figure that one out. But yeah, so that's the only update I got. So we have another person to our party, that's probably awesome. Probably the last. I think that's it. So
that's so fun. I love it. What a fun crew.
I know. We love our Disney trips. So, well, all right. Well, let's get to some news. Nothing crazy. You know, this past week, I think it was on Earth Day Monday, Animal Kingdom celebrated its 26th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Also celebrating Earth Day. You know, it opened up on April 22nd, 1998. Last year was the 25th anniversary, so they had some bigger celebrations. This year, nothing too crazy going on. You know, it was a 26th anniversary. It was mostly, from what I saw, like special characters that had come out to come greet, like Judy Hopps and I'm forgetting the fox.
Nick Wilde
from Zootopia. They were out. Flick came out again from A Bug's Life. And Goofy and Max were meeting together as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, there were some special meet and greets over there. Nothing too crazy.
I really didn't hear a whole lot of anything.
Yeah, it was just the 26th anniversary. So just some small things. But Hollywood Studios has a big one coming up on May 1st. I think it's May 1st. I want to look it up as I talk. But it is going to be its 35th anniversary. Ooh. So yeah, it opened up May 1st, 1989, which is crazy.
That is crazy. Oh my gosh, yeah. It's as old as Taylor Swift.
Oh my goodness.
Except she was born in December, but that's okay. Moving on.
Oh, yeah. So, so it's celebrating its 35th anniversary. Looks like there's going to be a celebration going on for 4 days. So it's going to be a special ceremony at the theater at 11 a.m. They are doing a virtual queue for merchandise this year. Ooh. But I looked at some of the merchandise and it's just like, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know much.
Yeah.
Of it. I mean, it's kind of cool, but there's nothing like too crazy. So celebrating, you know, that's coming up pretty quickly. So yeah, next week is the first actually.
A week from Tuesday.
Well, we record on Wednesday. So is it Tuesday? Wednesday?
Tuesday is the first. Wednesday's the first.
I think Wednesday's the first. Yeah. Yeah, so that's coming up as well. So we got some park anniversaries. Any thoughts? Anything with that, Katie, for me?
No, I still have purchase regret from last year's Animal Kingdom anniversary because it was the 25th and they had a really cute dinosaur pin that I did not get. And
I think we talked about this. Yeah,
I'm still really sad because my memories popped up on that day of like, I must have screenshotted it.
Mm.
Of like, oh, I need to ask someone to get this for me. And then I didn't get it. So
yeah. I got really lucky. I told this story. Our friend Weekly Mouse, CJ. Yeah. She was walking out of the park when I'm like, hey, if you're still there, can you get this? It was a really cool button down 25th anniversary shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh yeah, I'm walking out of the park right now. I'm right by the merchandise shop and picked one up and I was great. I wore it when I went to Animal Kingdom Lodge to Sanaa. I finally got to wear it.
That's awesome. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So good stuff. The other thing I want to share, I do want to send congratulations to my cousin.
Yes.
His name is Chris. So he is a chef, which I've mentioned before, over at Victoria and Albert's. And they had some big news this past week. Victoria and Albert's secured the first ever Michelin star for a Walt Disney World operated restaurant.
That's huge.
Yeah. So there is a restaurant that on Walt Disney World property that has one already, but it's not operated by Walt Disney World. And that's Kappa over at the Four Seasons Resort at Walt Disney World. But this is the first operated restaurant by Walt Disney World, which is great. And
that's wild.
Yeah, so I talked to him when I saw him on our last trip. He was kind of talking about how they were really trying to seek it out, And so I didn't realize it was coming up like this quickly. So like Michelin has the Michelin guide, you know, remember the big like Michelin tires, the big, mm-hmm. you know, the kind of looks like a big marshmallow man, I guess you could say.
Yep, yep, yep.
But that, you know, that Michelin, you know, so they award the star to restaurants offering outstanding cooking. They also take into account five universal criteria, which is the quality of ingredients, the harmony of flavors, the mastery of techniques, the personality of the chef as expressed through their cuisine, and just as importantly, consistency both across the entire menu and over time. So that's what a Michelin star is. So yeah, Victoria and Albert, you know, they've been around for, you know, well over 20 years, always doing a multi-course experience, using high quality ingredients from across the world, you know, excellent culinary chefs, world-class wine selection, you know, sommeliers are there to guide you through the experience. So, you know, in addition to now being the first and only restaurant owned and operated by a U.S. theme park destination to hold a Michelin star, Victoria and Albert's is the sole location in Florida to hold the honor of having both the AAA Five Diamond Award consecutively since 2000 and the Forbes Travel Guide Five Star Awards consecutively since 2018, and one of only 26 others in the nation with the same unique distinction. It has also been awarded the Wine Spectator Best of Award of Excellence and Florida Trend Golden Spoon Hall of Fame. Wow, that was, I'm reading
that's
it
a long title.
That was a handful. I'll say it one more time. Though it's been awarded the Wine Spectator Best of Award of Excellence and Florida Trend Golden Spoon Hall of Fame American Regional.
American Regional.
That is a lot of words to be awarded. Anyways.
How do they fit that all on one trophy?
I don't know. That's a tough one right there.
Oh, man. Well, good for Victoria and Albert's, man. That's really cool. I didn't realize it was the only Disney one to have a Michelin star.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of give the congrats to there, especially my cousin, because I know how
Chris.
Hard he works over there. And, you know, again, when he showed me, I have not eaten there, but he brought me into the kitchen and showed me like some of the things they were doing. And mm-hmm. he was just explaining what they do. Like, it is insane.
Wow.
Insane. Yeah. So, yeah, really, really proud of him. So,
yay.
All right. Next up. So Katie, this is going to have some good conversation.
Yes.
Between us, this next one here. So Epcot, I don't know when the last time it was like this, but Epcot is to be festival free for summer of 2024.
Woo!
Yeah, I'm actually excited about this.
I'm super excited about this.
Yeah, I'm not even going this summer, but I'm just happy that this
is
happening.
Yes.
Yeah. So this year, the Flower and Garden Festival will come to a close on May 27th. And the Food and Wine Festival will not be beginning until August 29th.
It is wild.
Yeah. So the event date adjustments mean that Epcot will be free of festivals for the bulk of the summer from May 29th through August 28th. So, for instance, like in 2023, the Flower and Garden Festival ended July 5th compared to this year of May 27th. And then it was quickly followed up by the Food and Wine Festival, which began on July 27th. So there's like 3 months now without a festival, which I think we've talked about this in the past.
I think
and
so.
Like, I feel like it's so needed for Epcot.
Yes, 100%. I think Epcot very quickly turned into festival only destination. Like, that's the only thing you did when you were at Epcot. There are so many other great restaurants and great quick services available at Epcot. Now, I feel like a lot of it had to do with COVID and the construction and all of that. Like, they needed a little extra perk to get people to Epcot when half the park was closed down from construction and all of that. But like, there was no sense in having a festival last as long as it did. Like, that is literally then the only thing you do all season at Epcot is festival booths. And there's just so many other cool things to do that I think just completely got like overlooked because all people went to were for the festivals.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I mean, you brought up the same points I was going to. Like, you know, over time, I feel like I've eaten my fair share at festivals,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I've just been missing out on some of the other opportunities that Epcot has to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the festivals are just becoming a bit overpriced, especially for the portions that you're
mm-hmm.
getting, because
mm-hmm.
we know that they have cut down on portions a bit and up the prices.
And I feel like and that is so true for food and wine.
Yes.
Especially
100%.
More than the others.
Yeah. 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 Just food, not even just food and wine, but I think even plus for the others, but food and wine more in general. You know, I don't think you feel that as much like eating elsewhere, because there's so many other places that I want to try. Like when mm-hmm. I went on my trip in 2022, like I made sure I went out of my way to try different things that were at Epcot and not at the festivals. And like I remember I had some pastries in Morocco. I got that pretzel bed pudding in Germany that's always there. I got... I just had it in my hand. Oh, that brioche.
Yes, the ice cream sandwich.
The ice cream sandwich in France, the brioche bun, like that always has like a long line in there. Like, so good. And it's like I skipped the festival items because I want to try stuff that was unique to Epcot. So it's just it's just nice that there is a break and it's just like not festivals all the time.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about it. You know, maybe... I don't know, because I feel like the festivals just weren't they just didn't feel as special anymore, and they were just kind of blending into each other. I don't know, but
yeah,
I'm just
and I
happy.
Feel like the festivals, like I just got so tired of it after the first 2 months, call it like a month or two, like no one. At least on Instagram, right? Because I'm not going constantly. But, like, no one was posting about the booth items anymore. No one was talking about the new this or that or whatever. Like, nothing just... It just didn't seem new or fun or anything. Like you said, like, people just got used to it. And it just became part of it versus, mm-hmm. like, a fun festival where it's only supposed to be there for a month or two or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to be an entire year of festivals. Which is exactly
like,
what it was.
Like food and wine will go from like mid July through like mid November.
Yes.
Like that's so long.
It's so long and I hated it. Yeah. Like it's just, I will say though, like one of the coolest things was when I went in 2022, I went at the very last day of the arts festival and then the very first day of Flower Garden. That was kind of cool to like see the transition between the two.
Yeah.
But only because like, I feel like between the two of them, like, there's some very, like, dramatic changes of Epcot, like, with the arts and then with the flowers, versus, like, food and wine just doesn't speak to me. It's easily the least popular, or, like, in my opinion, like, the least cool festival. Like, it just doesn't speak to me. There's nothing fun about it other than overpriced small portions of food.
Yeah, 100%. You know, I like Flower and Garden just because of how pretty Epcot looks. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Epcot should look like that all the time.
Yes.
So I'm excited that we are going to go to Epcot next year and we'll be seeing Flower and Garden. So.
Cool.
Yeah. This is just, I think, good news. So I honestly, I don't know what the community feels about it just because I'm not like.
This just
on
broke,
Instagram
like,
as,
today or something, didn't it? Recently.
Today or yesterday?
I feel like I just saw it today.
No, maybe it was today. Was it today? I don't remember.
Maybe yesterday. But it's still new. Like, new news. It didn't come out, like, a few days ago or anything. So, yeah, I'm interested to see what more people think about this. Because I can imagine there's a lot of people who booked travel for the summer thinking, oh, it'll be great. Like, it'll be food and wine. Only for it not to be food and wine. So, I get that that's a bummer. But... again, there's just so many cool things to try at Epcot. You don't need an overpriced tiny snack from a rolling cart. I promise. I promise. There's so many more snacks. Just do other things. And so many more drinks. Like, I feel like I don't usually like any of the festival drink offerings. But, like, there are so many good beverages that you can get around the showcase. Mm-hmm. Not festival-wise, so.
I know. Oh, man. Makes me wish Park Snacker was still around.
I know. R.I.P. Park Snacker.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that is happening. So yeah, so again, Food and Wine. So the main story here was that Disney announced when the festival was starting, yes, and that is August 29th. So, yeah.
Cool.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next topic. You know, these are some like smaller news stories, nothing like too crazy or anything. I'm going to skip around in the notes just a little bit here. So one of the things I saw, there was a pricing, a payment policy update for the Savi's Workshop experience, mm-hmm, over in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. That's something that like I have not talked about in definitely a while.
No.
Yeah. So Savi's Workshop is where you can go build your own custom lightsaber. Like I heard it's a really cool experience, especially for the Star Wars fans. But there is a change here where, because you have to make a reservation for the experience. And usually, well, previously, payment was due upon arrival at, mm-hmm, the location. But now at the time of booking the reservation, you have to pay the full amount, which currently is $249.99 plus tax.
Gross.
So now you have to do it up front. And yeah, so, you know, each builder is allowed to create one lightsaber per experience and must be at least 5 years old. Guests under 14 require the company of an adult. So the, you know, that's like a big change. So if you're looking to do it, I mean, I think it's kind of nice, especially if it's before vacation, you're kind of getting, mm-hmm, that payment done ahead of time. I feel like I would prefer it that way just because I know on my vacation, I'm going to be paying,
right,
for a lot of other things. So it's nice getting something out of the way.
Right. It's girl math. If you prepay for it, it's free on the day.
Exactly. That's how it is.
So I wonder why does this make a difference? Like, why would they need to change that? That's my first thought of like, how does it make a difference? I wonder if like too many people were canceling. You think that's it? Yeah.
That was my exact thought process. Yeah. Yeah. It's possible that, you know, people were, you know, backing out at the last minute and they're just like, you know what, let's just cancel it. Let's not do it anymore. But I feel like if people already have it paid for, they'll just be more inclined to keep the reservation. I don't know what the return policy is. Maybe that's something I should have looked at up this, but I didn't see that at all. So yeah, I mean, I feel like that's probably a big part of it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like with any reservation, it's like, well, no, I wasn't charged. So let me just cancel it.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You have to prepay for it now if you want to do it. That's a big change. But I'm like you. Like, I'd rather prepay for it because then it's free the day of.
Yeah.
100%. Prepaid.
Yeah.
Trips free. Love it.
Yeah. One day I'm gonna do it once Cora's old enough. She doesn't even know what's... There's a Star Wars show called... what is it called? I don't know, but there's like a new little kid Star Wars show on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really blanking the name of it. I wish I knew. Anyways, I tried to get her to watch it, but she had like no desire to even. Yeah, she did not care for that one. But she liked Spidey and Friends today, so now she's like, you know, trying to get into that. Maybe, I don't know.
Hey, maybe.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. Well, for the next story here, so this is an interesting one. Katie, I don't know if you've seen this, but there's something coming to Magic Kingdom over at Storybook Circus called Smell-O-Fence on Parade.
I'm so into this.
Yeah, so this is a new one. So so this is, it's a new installation called Smell-O-Fence on Parade presented by Scentsy. And that's begun over at Storybook Circus. So guests visiting the land will go on a brand new interactive search and sniff experience, perfect for noses of all ages. So when entering Storybook Circus, guests will stumble upon a casting call posted by Timothy Q. Mouse seeking out a whiff assistant.
Like assistant, but whiff assistant.
Yeah, whiff assistant. Yeah. Let's just say it one more time.
Whiffsistance.
Yeah, so that he wants one of those Whiffsistance to join Dumbo's newest act. At the ticket booth in front of Big Top Souvenirs, a cast member will provide guests with an illustrated map of the land and a sticker sheet to guide them in their first task as a Whiffsistance. And the first task is simple. Find all 8 Smell-O-Fin statues scattered around Storybook Circus using the stickers and map to track their progress. So, let's see here. So, pretty much, it's like...
It kind of reminds me a lot of, what is it? Yeah, Agent P over at Epcot, where you had to, like, go search and find Agent P. Whatever, Perry the Platypus dude, and before that it was Kim Possible. So it reminds me a lot of that, only a smaller scale in Storybook Circus. But I'm hooked. Like, I'm so into this.
So pretty much you go find them, and then there's going to be different fragrances for the elephants, like popcorn, churro, cotton candy, and more. So I'm interested to know what the other 5 ones are. But it's kind of cool. I'm interested to see what this is all about. So.
I think it's cool because it kind of brings more people back into Storybook Circus, which isn't really that congested of an area. Like it, I feel like, I don't know, it's never really like super packed back there, at least in my experience. So it kind of is bringing people to a different area of the park than, you know, normal.
Yeah. I think because it's like the back of the park, it's for like the kids and stuff. You know, we spent a good chunk of time there when, you know, on the past 2 trips, especially for the kids.
I guess that's fair. I probably don't spend time there because I don't have littles. So.
Yeah. I mean, before I had little kids, I was not in that area of the park.
Although, hot take, I think Big Top Souvenirs is the best merchandise shop at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. You know, we've been in there.
That's a hot take. I said that and I'm not sure I mean that. But it's definitely it's better than the Emporium. How about that? It's just as many cool things, but it's not as crazy as the Emporium.
I didn't really look at the merchandise, but like we've definitely gotten snacks in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've definitely gotten like some cookies and some other treats.
I love it. I love that place.
Yeah, it's cool. Cool spot back there.
Remember when it burned down? That was sad.
When did it burn down?
It like caught on fire or something, and it was closed for like a year.
Did it really?
Yes. Oh,
I don't remember that at all.
I don't remember when it was, but it was definitely a thing because I can't tell you the last time I've been in there because I feel like it's been closed for so long.
Oh, I don't remember that. Dang.
Maybe I'm crazy, but I don't think I am.
Nah, I don't think you're crazy. I don't remember.
But you're probably not as emotionally attached to this giant circus tent of a gift shop.
Yeah, probably not. probably not. Yeah, so that's coming soon. So again, this is complimentary, you know, to all guests. You know, it's coming next month. So yeah, be on the lookout for those. You don't have to like pick up the board game. You could probably just find them and go up to them and sniff them. So
it's a cute little souvenir, though.
Yeah,
love it.
All right. Well, the last story for today, we're going to talk a little bit about transportation to and from the airport to Disney World. So there is a new and very cheap way to get to Disney World. If this is, you know, you're looking to do a very budget-friendly trip, the Central Florida Regional Transportation Authority, also known as LINX, has announced that it is finally offering a new express bus route called LINX 311 that will go to Disney World in Universal Orlando from Orlando Airport. So the new route will operate between Disney Springs Transfer Center and Orlando International Airport with stops at Destination Parkway Superstop, Destination Parkway, and International Drive / Orange County Convention Center, Destination Parkway and Universal Boulevard, Florida Mall Super Shop, and the Sand Lake Sunrail Station. So it is a bus service, so there are multiple stops along the way, but if you want a $4 round trip to and from the airport,
$4
to take this bus from the airport to Disney World and back. This is a good, good thing for option. I was looking for the word option. Good option for you. From what I saw, buses leave about every 30 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know, that you can't complain there. I think I saw it runs from like, it starts at 5 a.m. I think I saw it here. I thought I put in the notes. Oh, yeah. It runs 30 minutes daily from 5 a.m. to 11:05 p.m. So if you're coming late night, not an option to use. But it is available. It started April 21st, so it is an option. And I'm going to be honest with you. If I do a solo trip, which I haven't told Melissa this, but I want to do at some point, I would do this because when, you know, I did Mears Connect when I did my June 2022 solo trip. Well, I should call it my not so solo trip because I went there by myself, but I met so many different friends when I was down there. Anyways, but I did Mears Connect because I wanted to just keep it as budget friendly as possible, you know, because that's like 32 round trip, but at least that'll bring you directly to your resort. You know, maybe I'll just try this. Just check it out. Why not? You know, if I don't like it the first go around, I definitely won't take it back the second time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is super interesting to me. I feel like it would take a lot longer.
Oh, obviously. For sure.
So you'd have to have like the extra time and patience, which I never have on a travel day. And I was also reading into it more. It's like it says important to note this option may not be ideal for a big group or for those with large suitcases. So if you're just having like a small carry on or backpack, that's great. But it doesn't sound like it's going to be super, super big for a lot of big luggage. So like you said, like if it's a smaller solo trip, perfect idea. Love it. Love the cheap option.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I that's what I think as well. Like, I definitely probably wouldn't recommend this for, like, your family. Like, I would do Mears Connect if you're not renting a car. Or, of course, you could always do Lyft or, you know, Uber, which is the more expensive option. I mean, I definitely, even for all families, for anyone, I actually highly recommend Mears Connect.
Yeah.
It is really cheap. It's, you know it's not Magical Express, but it works exactly the same. And you know, you'll be at your resort within, you know, within an hour. You know, pickup was a little bit longer for me because I got, it was unfortunate when I got picked up at like 6 a.m, I was the first person to get picked up and they had to pick up 4 other people at 4 other resorts. Yeah. So I'm just like, oh my God, kill me. But still, if you're looking for a budget friendly option, it's good. But anyway, so it's just, it's nice that there are more options, and if you want to make it super cheap, you can.
Yeah.
So, because remember, there's also the train service.
I was going to say, this is like almost making up for the train, except not.
Yeah.
Because the train actually sounded fun. This sounds like a terrible bus trip.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're literally like, you're on a bus stopping at all these different.
It sounds rough, but it's cheap. Yeah. So if you're going cheap, this is it.
Yeah. So do it up. I like cheap trips.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Well, Katie, that's it for this episode.
That's got to be like a record. We actually stayed on topic for most of this time.
We did. Yeah. We got through everything. You know, again, this was pretty light this week. Yeah. You know, the only thing, you know what I actually missed? The only thing is Tiana's Bayou Adventure, they confirmed that the media previews are starting June 9th.
Okay.
So that means it's coming up soon. It's gonna be so fun. Yeah, we kind of talked about it last week, because cast members are all blocked out in June and I think through July. So that means it's gearing up. I showed you the article where the lights are on at night. And
yes. I just saw the cutest little reel video TikTok of Mama Odie's animatronic, but the voice of Mama Odie, whose name I'm blanking on right now, the actress who voices Mama Odie, came and like was interacting with the animatronic. It was just so cute. Like, it was just adorable. Like, I don't know. I just loved it. So I'm super pumped. Like, the closer it gets, I mean, I'm so excited for it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm getting excited as well. It's going to be fun. So,
I think I'm with you. I'm not going to do any spoilers. I'm going to wait.
Yeah, no, do it. Yeah, go spoiler free. I think it's just going to make the experience so much more fun, you know, because I like that, you know, the boat ride is so, it's slow moving and you can really take in
There's so much. Yeah.
So much around you. Detail. You know, that's why, like, I don't like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, because you're moving so fast and there's just so much to see that you're just like, I don't know what to look at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. This is exciting. So it's coming up pretty quickly.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. But all right, Katie, well, let's get out of here for this week. Where can everyone find you?
You guys come hang out with me on Instagram. I am at @magicallymootsy.
And you can find me on Instagram as well, Park Chatter Pod. So check me out over there. Make sure you're subscribing to the podcast. Please do so on any major podcast platform. If you can, leave a review. It'll really help out the show. You know, we're just really thankful for all of our listeners out there who come in each and every week. Thank you so much.
Yes.
I'm glad you like listening to Katie and I talk and me read from my notes and stumble. It's a problem I've dealt with my entire life. It's just words just, you know, are not.
I think you've improved, though. I really do.
You know, I've talked about this on my previous podcast. This is a personal thing. I took speech classes when I was a very young kid, and it's hard for me to tell a story. So as you listen to me, you know when it's hard for me to find a word. Like, I couldn't think of the word option before. Mm-hmm. My brain knows what I want to say, but I can't, like, say it well enough. And this podcast has been, like, podcasting since, like, 2018 has really been, like, a therapeutic experience, yeah. I guess, for me, because, like, I'm conquering my fear of, like, telling a story and talking. Because, like, I've been made fun of by my best friends my entire life of, all right, here goes Matt trying to tell a story again. You know, so podcasting is something I probably shouldn't be doing, but I just love doing it anyway. So.
I love doing it too. It's great. All your stumbling just gives me openings to make snide comments. So
yes,
everyone wins.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, if any of you listeners didn't know that about me, you know, so something a little personal about me. You know. Well, all right. Well, we're going to head out of here. This is one of our shorter episodes. Wow, mm-hmm. Katie. It's surprising. We made
so
it through
efficient.
It. I know. We are efficient today.
We get extra treats tonight.
I know. I know. I wish. I wish I had some. I had so much cake this past week.
Oh,
yeah. Too much cake and cupcakes. I gotta cut down. So, all right. Well, Katie, until next time, I'll see you then.
Okay. Bye.